Sean, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 14 of 2024, Sunday the 7th of April. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a great week. So recently, like many people, I've seen the Dune movie, Part 2, and it got me thinking again about deference. So according to the dictionary, quote, deference is a respectful submission or yielding to the judgment, opinions, wills, etc. of another, end quote. So in plain English, deference is when we defer our judgments or our opinions or our choice of direction to another, typically an authority figure. The Dune story acts as a warning to us not to blindly follow a charismatic leader. In the story, a tribal leader called Stilgar suffers from a profound religious deference towards a young leader named Paul Atreides, who he believes is a messiahic prophet who will lead his people to freedom. Stilgar places so much deference in Paul, it almost becomes comical in the latest version of the movie. He's portrayed as some kind of a zealot, completely unquestioning in his fate, absolutely blind. And the part is played by Javier Bardem, by the way. He's a superb actor, he does an absolutely fantastic job of it. But I'm not sure how I feel about what they've done with the character in the movie. But I digress. I've read the book twice, so I have some fairly strong opinions on Dune. But the point is that Stilgar represents a side of humanity that is prone to just blindly defer to leaders and just follow them blindly. And in spite of Paul's discomfort with this attention, he finds himself surrounded by fanatical followers who are willing to follow him blindly into a holy war. It's an extreme fictional example, perhaps, but our history is full of similar real examples. And the author wrote the book in the 1960s to act as a warning, you know, to warn us not to just blindly follow leaders when we don't really know what the end goal is. Polite deference to a senior colleague, a teacher, a mentor, a parent is welcomed as a mark of respect. However, blind deference to a superior can be dangerous. And this is the point of the story Dune. We can clearly see in the movie and in the book that the people who are just, you know, blindly following Paul are actually being manipulated. They're not following a prophecy. They're following something that is actually being implanted in their culture as a lever to pull on in case of emergency. And it's a really great movie and it's a really great book. The movie's great. The book is, you know, it's my favorite book of all time. So I would definitely recommend you to read that. It's a great book on leadership in general. And it got me thinking again that the amount of authority figures that you should defer to in your life should be a very short list indeed. And everyone else who is not on that list should be questioned. Skepticism is a very healthy mindset. It's a defensive mindset, but I think it's a healthy mindset because it prohibits people from, you know, just signing up to causes, signing up to following leaders, signing up to, you know, zealotry and all its many forms, be it religious, political, or otherwise. And, you know, a willingness to question and to challenge and to, you know, be skeptical is healthy, in my opinion. And it's the work of a reasoned mind. Deference is intrinsically related to trust. And once that trust is broken, so is the deference. We see this in the movie, for example, that Stilgar and the other Fremen warriors who support Paul and they follow Paul and they believe that Paul is the, you know, the Muad'Dib, the chosen Messiah who's going to lead them to freedom. They trust him blindly and they're willing to go across the galaxy flying his banner. There's no questioning. There's no skepticism. They just trust him. They follow him blindly. And that's a... You know, history is full of many, many examples of how that's gone horribly wrong for the people on the other side. It's not healthy for when people do that, especially in a large group, or in the case of this story, a large, highly trained, heavily armed group. So you can imagine how that goes in the sequels. There's actually six books, by the way. The the first two Dune movies, part one and part two, are only based on a single book. And there's another five books to go after that, written by Frank Herbert. And then many more written by his son, Brian Herbert. So yeah, don't engage in holy war, you guys. And deference in particular, placed upon the shoulders of a young leader, is a very heavy burden indeed. And that theme is explored wonderfully in Dune. Paul resents it. And I think the actor who played the part, Timothy Chalamet, done a fantastic job of portraying that burden. You can really see that he's weighed down. He knows what's coming. And he's not happy about it. He's pulling on that lever in terms of, you know, manipulating these people to get revenge for his father's debt. But he also knows that once he pulls that lever, he's letting these guys loose and they're going to do a tremendous amount of damage in his name. And they're going to carry out acts of violence that he definitely does not support or endorse. But he will very quickly lose control of that situation. It's fabulously played by the actor. He's done a brilliant job displaying those conflicted emotions. And, you know, he's not a hero. If anything, he's an anti-hero. And that becomes, again, clearer in the later books that, you know, Paul is not a hero. In many ways, he's a master manipulator. So the movies are great. I think Denis Villeneuve has done a fabulous job. You really feel like you're there. It feels real. It feels grounded. The technology, the sets, everything, it feels real. I do have a few minor quibbles with it, but, you know, if you're a reader of a book and it's a book that you love, and you see it portrayed then in a Hollywood movie, you're always going to have quibbles. So I'm not even going to bother to list those out. I think it's a great success. I probably like part one more. Part two was still very good. And I really hope he continues with the series and does Dune Messiah, which is the second book, as the third movie in this sequence. So the movies are great. But please read the Dune books by Frank Herbert. It's an amazing series, so strongly recommend those. So apart from worrying about leadership and deference, what else did I do this week? I have made some brilliant progress on the ongoing testing of the internet search indexer I've built for my alpha framework for PHP. I have been testing that all week and have had great success. I'm happy to report. I've put it live on my own search engine, grepper.org, which you're free to check out and use. So the purpose of this project was to replace Apache Notch, and I've done that now successfully. And my own solution is now running on my servers 24/7, and the index rate is way higher than what I was achieving with Notch. And apart from that, the quality is remaining the same. So I'm not losing anything in terms of the content that's been indexed. The code for that I will publish on the GitHub repository for the Alpha framework, which is github.com/alphadevx/alpha. Or if you go to packages.org, you will find Alpha by simply doing a search for Alpha. And I will publish that code very soon. It's actually work in progress at the moment, so you can see on a feature branch, you can see the work in progress code. But the final version of the code I will include in the 4.1 release of the Alpha framework, which I hope to make probably within the next few weeks. So stay tuned. In terms of media that I'm enjoying this week, apart from Dune 2, I'm also still reading Diaspora by Greg Egan. I've nearly finished reading that. So I will hold my thoughts for the next episode on my final conclusion. It's an interesting book. That's all I will say for now. I will give a proper review, a brief review, next week. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I need to start getting ready for the week ahead. I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.